Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Tuesday. Yeah, Tuesday, would you believe? Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And of course, don't forget to check me out on Drive today. TalkSport, 4 p.m. alongside one of my...
Has anyone seen Man United? Has anyone seen Eric Ten Hag? Sir Dale Brailsford? Andy Goldstein? Can you hear me, Andy Goldstein? Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Sorry, how did your team get on?
Can you?
How did Chelsea get on?
The Andy Goldstein. You seen both. You almost won. Hell of a beating.
You know, you're in the bottom half of the Premier League. Awful team. Oh, Chelsea. You got beaten by Liverpool's under-9s, mate. Under-9s. They're a proper Premier League outfit.
By the way...
Hey, one of the Liverpool players had to come off because his nappy was falling loose.
Silva, what a good manager, mate.
One of the Liverpool players. His mum was picking him up from school.
Awobi scored the winner.
Honestly.
Awobi.
They couldn't even celebrate. Couldn't celebrate. Awobi. They had homework to do.
Awobi.
We're bottom half. Pochettino in.
Oh, no. What's
going on? He's been in 3 finals, Pochettino. Not even scored a goal.
Oh, no.
I've scored.
No.
I've scored as many goals as his teams. Awful manager. Oh, no. You know what, Jay? We're both rubbish, aren't we? Absolutely rubbish.
That's being kind. So we begin with the Premier League clash, which saw David Moyes' West Ham beat Brentford. Here's the fallout on TalkSport.
Feeding Kudus, and Kudus is straight away on the drive into the penalty area again. Angle is against him. He's dinked it in. Bowen! That's the one he wanted! Jared Bowen's hat-trick goal! He's back! And so are West Ham United! And that is the full-time whistle. And West Ham's winless run is at an end. It has finished. West Ham 4, Brentford 2.
Jared Bowen becomes the first West Ham player to score a Premier League hat-trick in this stadium. Remarkable that it's taken that long, but he's got that honour. And he's banging form as well. His 15th, 16th and 17th goals of the season tonight. And Danny Murphy... It's looking like he's a shoo-in for the England squad on this kind of form.
Yeah, I think Gareth likes him. Obviously, he can play wide and through the middle, so that's a real benefit. The problem is in the attacking areas for England at the moment, we have got a lot of talent. But yeah, I think he'll probably edge in because of that versatility. I think he needs to keep going. He's up against some wonderful talent, so he's got to keep just playing with that intensity that he's got, that work ethic, and the quality's there, that's for sure. I mean, Jurgen Klopp speaks about him on a level that tells you how valuable he is. I mean, Jurgen Klopp doesn't speak about other people's players very often. Bowen is a talent, and if West Ham are to do well, he needs to be in the team scoring goals. But in terms of England, yeah, why not?
TalkSport Daily.
We've got to go to the London Stadium now because David Moyes is with Joe Shannon.
David, thanks for joining us live on TalkSport. You must be delighted with the result and the performance.
Yeah, I had an awful lot of good things, especially in the first half. Even, you know, I thought we played very well in the first half. But overall, a win against a team which we've struggled with, to be honest, over several seasons we've struggled. But I thought tonight we went about it, played to win tonight, played with a bit of aggression. Bit of devilment about us, and it showed in our performance.
We've spoken about Jared Bowen on so many occasions, of course. A hat-trick tonight, that's a special moment for him, isn't it?
It is, and you know, he got in the positions to score the goals, but I thought he played well generally, and I'm sure he feels much better having Lucas Paqueta back in the pitch. You know, when you get the form of Mo made him a great ball for the third goal. So I think when you've got those players and you know they're capable of making you chances, I think it would lift any centre forward.
Thomas Frank is with Joe Shannon.
Thank you for talking to us as ever. What did you make of the 90 minutes? A mad 90 minutes at times.
Yeah. We didn't hit our level individually and collectively at all, I would say. West Ham hit a good level. Bone was unplayable and Emerson put it to the top corner. Then it was 4-2. Done. That was frustrating.
Are there any real positives you can take? Some of the attacking play, possibly?
I think I need to watch the game back. There's always positives. I think I'm a big now, of course, because I think everyone hates losing, and because we was, I think in my opinion, I think this is the third game where I really think we played below our level.
TalkSport Daily.
Now, Everton have had their 10-point deduction for FFP shenanigans reduced to 6 following an appeal. Here's TalkSport's chief football correspondent, Alex the Cookie Monster Crook, on the impact this has had on the Premier League table.
This is significant, not just for Everton, but of course for all the teams fighting against relegation. It puts them back onto 25 points. They'll move up to 15th in the Premier League table. So it's bad news for the likes of Luton. Sheffield United and Burnley are probably gone already. The appeal board took the view the 10-point sanction imposed by the commission was inappropriate when compared to the available benchmarks which the club had drawn to the commission's attention, including most notably the position under the relevant EFL regulations. Of course, there is still a second charge hanging over Everton for their latest set of accounts, so there's a possibility they could be hit with a further point deduction, but I think they'll be quite bullish after that appeal that maybe that won't happen now.
I wonder if that is the tariff now, 6. I wonder if that's what... I mean, other teams like Forest have got that hanging over their heads, or will it be sort of fact-specific? But if you are Forest and you're looking at that and thinking, OK, we could lose 6 points, where does that... I mean, that does put them in the bottom 3 currently. But I'm interested to know whether 6 is where it's at for similar charges.
Well, I think it'll be a case-by-case basis. Obviously, as I mentioned, Everton felt that their overspend wasn't that dramatic, that there were mitigating circumstances behind it. Obviously, Forest is a little bit more complicated. The main grounds for appeal they claimed to have is that they could have sold Brennan Johnson much earlier in the transfer window. They could have taken a lower offer from Brentford of £30 million. They waited until right at the back end of the summer transfer window, sold him for £44 million, but that fell outside the accounting period, so therefore it put them in the red. So it'll be interesting to see if that one holds up. But I think it'll be individual cases, but I think Everton will be quite pleased.
TalkSport Daily.
On to the FA Cup 5th round now. Action fallout from Coventry's clash with non-league Maidstone United.
Full-time whistle goes and Coventry City are into the last 8 of the FA Cup for the first time since the 2008-09 season. And in doing so, they've ended the FA Cup dreams of National League South Maidstone United. 5-0 in the end to the Sky Blues.
It would have been nice, I think, for Maidstone to maybe draw the second half. You know, they'd contained Coventry pretty well for long periods. They'd gone a little bit more defensive, I think, really, because they'd run out of gas. They just couldn't get up and support the forwards anymore. So they just put men behind the ball. But yeah, in the end, the superior fitness, the superior quality from Coventry City helped them extend that lead. But look, Maidstone can come away from here with their heads held high. Look, the fans are giving them a wonderful ovation away to our right, and they deserve it.
TalkSport Daily.
Now, Gary Neville, real name Gary Breville, invented the Breville maker, wrote the headlines when he labelled Chelsea blue billion-pound bottle jobs.
That's a poor take, mate.
Following the Carabao Cup final defeat to Liverpool's under-6s.
Terrible take.
Potch was relatively meek in his response post-match.
Who says meek?
I'll change it.
No, use meek.
No, stinks.
Meek it for all it's worth.
I've got no more meek left. Okay, I'll stick with meek. Potch was relatively meek in his response post-match and Simon Jordan wanted more passion in his defence.
Wanted more meek.
He wanted more meek in his defence.
Not mink,
but here's
meek.
But here's Super Ali McCoy fighting back at Neville.
I think it's unfair. And I think you normally hear it from people that have never been there. It's the first time I kind of heard it from somebody that has been there, like Gary, to be fair to him. But I disagree with him. you know, bottle jobs is far too strong. You've got to give Liverpool credit, right? And Chelsea could have won the game, right? They missed chances. Conor Gallagher's a couple of good chances. Jackson's goals, very, very marginal. Keller's had a couple of great saves. I think it is extremely strong and wrong to call them bottle jobs, although they do deserve criticism.
I take this is the reason why I don't see him winning very much with Chelsea, despite my protestation that they'll win something in the next 3 years. Not with Pochettino, I don't think. I always thought they'd get them close and up the pyramid, or up the table, certainly. I think they've someone... I mean, Neville must have been practising that line all week in his little overlap gang and being quite pleased with himself to get it out on air. To call a team bottle jobs, you're calling them cowards, effectively. And I would expect a manager... He doesn't have to dance to anybody's tune, but I'd expect it to be a little bit of bristle and a little bit... Maybe something's lost in translation. Maybe that's just the nature of the beast. But I personally would like to see my manager be a little bit more robust in the pushback of that observation and a little bit more prickly about the sentiments of my team.
TalkSport Daily.
England battled in Ranchi, but ultimately fell to a 5-wicket defeat against India on TalkSport 2. This means, Jay, the hosts have won the series with one test to play. Might as well just give up, right?
We're going to hear from Steve Harmy Harmison shortly. But first, here's the skipper, Ben Stokes, Stokesy, reflecting on the series defeat.
Defeaty?
Meek.
Hartley, round the wicket. It's leg-side-ish. Jarrell turns it through square leg. Bairstow will go after it. They turn after taking one, come back for the second. And India win the fourth test match of the series by 5 wickets. They go 3-1 up to take the series with one to spare. It was a hugely valiant effort by England. 192 was not an easy target on this particular pitch or any pitch in India in the fourth innings. But India got off to a solid start with 55 from Rohit and 37 from Jaiswal. That enabled them to have that little wobble in the middle order as Patidar and Sarfraz made ducks, and Jadeja only four. But they've been seen home by Jarrell, by Shubman Gill, and it's India that are victorious by 5 wickets in the end.
Ben Stokes, a great test match that England were unfortunately on the wrong side of. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I think it's a good way to sum it up. Another, you know, great test match to be a part of. Even though it's only gone 4 days, another game that sort of went down to the wire, albeit finishing a day early. But yeah, great to be a part of it. You know, I think each day just ebbed and flowed so much. You know, you look at some periods where, you know, could things have happened a bit different. But I think, you know, yesterday when it was our turn to bat, especially in that afternoon session with Jadeja, Ashwin and Kuldeep Bolden, it was very, very tough for us to not only to be able to score, but also to rotate the strike. And, you know, when you come out to win new and you face conditions like that, you know, that's where you see the class of the opposition. So you've got to give a lot of credit to the way in which they capitalise on sort of spin-friendly conditions. And it was very tough for us.
All good things have to come to an end. This is you and Brendan's first series loss as a pair. How are you feeling?
I'm fine. I'm good. We don't really concentrate too much on that because, you know, it's a... You know, it's the thing is, my message has always been consistent throughout since I've taken over. You know, I've been doing it for 2 years now and taking each game as it comes. And, you know, as long as we're putting as much as we possibly can as individuals into what the team collective sort of ethos is, then everything else will look after itself.
Bowled him! Stokes has gone! Kuldeep Yadav strikes again on the stroke of tee. Ripped it past the captain of England's outside edge. Onto the stumps, Stokes bowled for four, shaking his head in disbelief.
You can't have everything going your way all the time. The people that say a baseball won't work or baseball doesn't work or criticise this team play the perfect game in the perfect mind who have either not played the game or have been out of the game for so long that they don't understand the way the modern cricket works. I was guilty before the series started. Really guilty, and I hold my hands up and say I was really guilty of that before the series started. Apologise to a few important people because of that. But for anybody that comes out and says that this method doesn't work in India, I tell you what, they want to give their head a shake.
And don't forget to get more on India's series victory over England. Check out TalkSport's cricket podcast, simply called Jay, Following On.
Yeah,
You've got one out because you follow through, haven't you? That's a brilliant podcast.
It's great, yes.
Yeah, I like that.
Make sure you're standing up when you listen to it.
Yeah.
And here's the TalkSport legend, Danny Kelly and Foghorn Leghorn, lookalike, slamming the referee's head into the camera. No, he doesn't. He slams the referee head, honcho, Howard Webb and VAR for destroying
football meek.
The reason why football is the most popular game ever invented in the entire world is because the unit of scoring is so low. So teams who are not as good can beat teams who are better than them because it isn't hundreds of baskets, thousands of runs, whatever it is. If you start looking for reasons to disallow the thing that's important in the game, the occasional goal that gets gets scored, you will destroy the game. And if Howard Webb can hear me, I'm sure he's listening. Howard, it is literally destroying the game.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
TalkSport Daily.
And we finish with Ali McCoist, claiming he tries to remain impartial when he's being a pundit on Rangers, which of course is impossible to do.
No, you can't do it, mate.
No, you can't do it, Joe.
I know the answer to this. Rangers are top of the SPL. Scotland have won two of their three games in the Six Nations so far. Without showing any Rangers bias, you can only pick one, Rangers to win the title or Scotland to win the Six Nations.
Cool, that's a very tough one. But Rangers to win the league this year, and we'll take the Six Nations next year.
It wasn't a very, very tough one at all.
Not at all.
You took a blink of an eye to think about that one. 9:28, this is TalkSport Breakfast. Coming up, our West Ham fans excited at the prospect of a new contract. This is written for me, by the way, guys, before you come and hammer me.
Well, that's it. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your Poddingtons from. I'm back today on the best show
meek.
On TalkSport.
It's a meek show.
It is a meek show.
It's meekly.
It is.
Not weekly, meekly.
Meekly. Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show, 4 p.m. today. At 4 p.m. From 4 p.m. Yeah. Or see if you've got a 24-hour clock. 1600 is the number to look out for.
Stinks. When I wake up tomorrow, I'm going to put that in my diary, and I'll log it in and listen to Virgin at 4. It's a good drive.
Why would you do that?
I don't know.
Why would you do that? I don't know. Do you know what I'm going to do? Look, I'm going to listen to your podcast, following through.
What, following through? Right? Yeah. Make sure you're standing up.
Who you got on your podcast, following through? Who
Danny Shittu.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. I'm back on the sports bar from 10. There'll be another one of these TalkSport Daily. Poddington's out first thing in the morning. So make sure you hit the 5-star review button. Hit the subscribe. Hit the like. Just keep
hitting stuff.
Just keep hitting.
Right. You can stop hitting now. That's quite annoying.
I'm not hitting stinks.
You won't.
Okay.
This has been TalkSport Daily.
The TalkSport Daily podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.